From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Good morning, everyone. You are very welcome to our gospel program. I would like to pay a brief tribute to a dear Christian lady who went to be with Christ just over a week ago. Her name was Mrs. Beth Kerr, and she attended our Six Mile Cross congregation. For years, she had nursed her husband William, who had suffered a stroke, but earlier this year, she was diagnosed with cancer, and now she is with the Lord. On Wednesday past, I preached at her funeral service. How good it was to be able to tell all who had gathered there of her clear testimony of faith in Christ. To William, her husband, to her sons Timothy, Alistair, and Douglas, and their loved ones, to her sister Natalie and her family and her brothers and the wider family circle, I offer my sincere sympathy. Beth is with Christ, which is far better. Our hymn this morning speaks to us of the blood of Christ, without which none can enter heaven. After we play the hymn, we will be turning to John chapter 7, the verses 31 to 36, for our ongoing study in that gospel. Here's our hymn on the wonder-working power of the blood of Christ. Our subject this morning is a warning of tragedy. John chapter 7, the verses 31 to 36, is the portion that we will be considering. As the Saviour continues to teach in the precincts of the temple, it is clear that his words were not wasted. Of course, the Word of God always accomplishes that for which it was sent forth. As the Lord said through his prophet Isaiah, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. Isaiah chapter 55, verse 11. The Saviour's words here in the temple fell upon some good ground and brought forth fruit unto life eternal. Verse 31 states, "And many of the people believed on him, and said, When Christ cometh, will he do more miracles than these which this man hath done?" Again, notice the position that faith holds in the great purpose of God. I emphasize this because the Bible emphasizes this. It is by believing in Christ that men and women are brought into a right relationship with him. That is what the central demand of God to mankind is. The first words of Christ at the commencement of his public ministry was, "The time is fulfilled, the kingdom of God is at hand, repent ye and believe the gospel." Mark chapter 1, verse 15. Please note that which persuaded the people to believe. "When Christ cometh, will he do more miracles than these which this man hath done?" was the reasoning of the people who here believed on Christ. The marvellous works of Christ amongst the people, and the reports of those works from the lips of witnesses, were what persuaded these people to believe in Jesus. Not everyone who believed in Christ was a witness of the miracles that Christ wrought. But upon hearing witnesses report on the matter, they believed what they heard. That is just the same process by which we believe today. We have reports of eyewitnesses recorded and preserved for us in the Bible, and it is by believing these attested accounts that we perceive Christ as the Saviour of the world and believe on him for salvation. I have often quoted those words in John chapter 20, the verses 30 to 31, for they set out the whole purpose of God in writing the Bible. "And many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life through his name." The way to faith today is just the same as it was in the Saviour's day. Such faith in Christ irritated the Pharisees. Look at the verse 32. "The Pharisees heard that the people murmured such things concerning him, and the Pharisees and the chief priests sent officers to take him." It may seem strange to some that religious leaders should be vexed at people believing in Christ, but it is sadly so. I have spent a lifetime confronting just such irritation. I am thankful that, by the mercy of God, the opposition of the enemies of God has been restrained to the level of annoyance, for history records occasions when such opposition went much further. It broke forth into persecution, which resulted in great suffering for those who believed the gospel. At this very time in Vietnam, and in other places in the earth, many hundreds of people have been murdered simply because they choose to believe the Bible. Here the enemies of God act against the Savior. They sent officers to arrest him. They were determined to stop him preaching the gospel and winning people to faith in himself as the Messiah. But they could not accomplish their evil plan at that time. But, as we saw last week, then they sought to take him, but no man laid hands on him, because his hour was not yet come. Verse 30. It was not yet time for the Lord to yield himself up to the hands of evil men. Please note the warning of Christ to stubborn rejectors of his word. "Then Jesus said unto them, Yet a little while am I with you, and then I go unto him that sent me. Ye shall seek me, and ye shall not find me. And where I am, thither ye cannot come. Verses 33 and 34. Is it not a wonderful display of the Saviour's mercy and patience that he should speak such words to those desiring his death? The Lord Jesus indicates that his time amongst men was drawing to a close. He would return to his Father, and where he was going, those who rejected his word could not come. Reject the gospel, dear listener, and heaven you will never enter. Let me repeat the words of the Saviour. Ye shall seek me, and ye shall not find me, and whither I am, thither ye cannot come. May those words ring a loud alarm in your ears. Here is the price of refusing to believe the gospel: an eternity in hell, shut off from heaven and from God. Finally, note that unbelief renders even the kind words of the Saviour's warning a puzzle. Then said the Jews among themselves, "Whither will he go, that we shall not find him? Will he go unto the dispersed among the Gentiles and teach the Gentiles? What manner of saying is this that he said, 'Ye shall seek me, and shall not find me, and where I am, thither ye cannot come'?" Verses 35 to 36. There is none so blind as he who will not see. Please listen to these words found in our hymn book. "Hark, sinner, while God from on high doth entreat thee, and warning with language of mercy doth blend. Attend to his voice, lest in judgment he meet thee. The harvest is passing, the summer will end. How oft of thy danger and guilt he hath told thee, how oft still the message of mercy doth send. Haste, haste, while he waits in his arms to enfold thee. The harvest is passing, the summer will end. Despised and rejected, at length he may leave thee. What anguish and horror thy bosom will rend. Then haste thee, O sinner, while he will receive thee. The harvest is passing, the summer will end." May God open your eyes to the gospel, and may you place your faith in the Saviour and see heaven's gates open to you because you have trusted in his blood for your salvation. Please remember to join me tonight at 9 o'clock. God bless you, and goodbye.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here, and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless his word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.